Aloha and blessings, Divine Ones. I am Priestess Maya Ananda, coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the Big Island of Hawaii. And you are listening to The Road to Happy. As usual, Divine Ones, I'm sitting out here in nature in what is my back garden currently. The sun has risen over the Ohio forest and is really sharing its warmth this morning up here in Volcano by the rainforest, in the rainforest by Hawaii National Park. We go from a cool, temperate, chill, damp evening. Winter can be unpleasant, but depending what your temperature gauge is. At this time of year is, you know, maybe, let's say, 55-ish. But it's cool and damp because it's wet from the rainforest. But as soon as the sun comes up, it really warms things up rather quickly. So I have, let's see who's joining us right now. We have Bilby and his sister Musubi are lounging in the sun. And Luna and her brother Coco, I don't know where, but Luna is here. And our little rescue dog, Sylvester, who is just basking in the sun. He so does not enjoy the cold. He's just shivering this morning. I have his little sweater on. Yes, Sylvester, it's okay. They're just sharing the scene with you. And this stillness. If I pause for a moment and listen with those ears, this listening of the deep, there's not one echo of human at this moment. No cars, no leaf blowers. Oh, leaf blowers. No one mowing a lawn. Nothing. No voices, no TV. Oh, peace. There's just the sweet little birds in the trees chirping. And a stillness that is so profound, so deep, it reverberates within you. It's so deep, it actually creates this humming. There's nothing, just stillness. Oh. Such a wonderful and perfect space to connect and to commune with nature, to connect to yourself, to shed the world outside, to shut down devices, to shut down noise. We've become addicted to noise, haven't we? And it's time to journey into the stillness, to be comfortable in this stillness. Comfortable again. In non-doing, to just be. My dear sister in Australia, and I give her full credit if she's listening. I have to ask permission to use her name, though. So I'm not going to offer her name, but my dear, dear, dear bestie. She says we are not human doings, we are human beings. And I thought that was clever. Because in fact we are human beings. But I feel we've forgotten how to be in our passion and zealousness of doing. Always action, isn't it? Our whole day is just tasks and this act of doing. Zipping from one thing to another, zipping from one place, one task, until we end our day. We land in this space of exhaustedness, this frenetic energy creates static within us. We can translate that static as anxiety. It's another word for it. Remember, words are words given to us by somebody. Yeah. Each has a connotation, a universe around itself. And on a slight tangent, in this world of the Happy Heart Sanctuary, we will be revisiting language and words, ones that really need to shed, so that we can create space for a new language that reflects our new story. But I pause at that tangent because that's not where I wish to go today. Today, I wish to bring you into my garden because I had an aha moment. If you were to be sitting here with me in the beautiful Hawaiian sun surrounded by our little rescue cats, you might think, well, this does not look like a garden of anywhere on the mainland in North America. There's no cultured grass. There's no tidy garden. It's rawness here. There's lava rock that protrudes from the ground, creating uneven spaces. Spaces that prevent anything growing except this type of, I don't know what it is, like a wild crabgrass kind of thing that just has the courage to burst forth through the cracks in the lava rock. And these little purple flowers, which are indigenous to this space and quite lovely, I think, in their delicate nature. Again, sorry, botanists, I can't offer you the name. I'll have to look it up and put it on our Instagram, okay? Just bear with my lack of scientific names for these plants. So, and then you have wild orchids that also burst through, that in the beginning look like grass, but I've learned to know the difference, so allow them to grow, because in time they will bloom with these beautiful purple, lilac-y white flowers. And then there's other things. Wild grasses. Wild flowers. Things that people would say, you know, pull that up, get rid of it. Let's make something of this space. And this is what I want to bring forth this morning, because as I'm sitting here in my stillness and meditation, my time of connection, I'm really looking at what I see before me. And yes, there's a sea of dandelions, and yes, there's a sea of this wild grass with heads that resemble marsh grass or pussy willows, something to that effect, with little brown heads that are dancing to and fro in this just gentlest of breezes. But if you look deeper, you will see that this is a universe, a microcosm of itself, because there's bees that come and sit upon the dandelions. They sit upon these little brown grass head things. And there's other little insects that to me resemble the indigenous bees in Australia. And who knows, they could be a sort of bee here. They look like teeny wincy little bees. And they are a swarm on these grasses. And even the little birds that maybe you can hear chirping and singing from the trees, they come down and they eat the little bugs. And they sit upon the branches in my fire pit. Little lizards that come out of the grasses as the earth warms and sit on the lava rocks. It is a universe here that depends on each of the bits of the ecosystem that exists. And I think if I was to come in my arrogance, my naivete as human, thinking I'm going to just raz this all to the ground with my weed whacker and plant goodness knows what. Grass? Goodness no. The most useless thing ever. Who thought that grass was needed, really? All I see when I see grass is empty garden beds that could be used to grow food. Herb gardens, flowers, anything else. Mud puddles other than grass. And although my one neighbor down the road has done just that, he's ripped up all of the local indigenous plant species, what's called the indigenous bugs, and put grass. But I sit here and watch, knowing that if I simply allow the land to be, then it is its own creation. It doesn't need my interference. It doesn't need me to do anything. Just to sit and observe, to be part of this system. And if you sit with your parcel of land, even if it's a little garden in the city, and you become one with this space, the land speaks to you. And it will say, you know, this is a good space here, fertile. Maybe you could plant something. And indeed, as I look over to my left, I've put a few pumpkins, which might seem an odd choice, but there's a local pumpkin. I actually believe it's Japanese, brought here, but it grows very well. And I had one that I bought at the farmer's market and tossed seeds in the ground, and they are just bursting forth. So I said, well, this is doing good without me forcing anything. So plop some into various spaces in the ground. At one point, I will have raised garden beds. But today I have raised garden rocks. It's rather the custom here to take the plethora of lava rocks and to create little garden beds. So that I have done. And again, I'll put some photos up on the Happy Heart Sanctuary Instagram if you'd like to see. And actually connect with a vision. With a visual, rather, that's a better choice of word, with what I'm looking at. But I thought again, if I was to take this all away, then this beauty, this simplicity I sit with now and can share with you would be gone. It would be gone. And how would I learn what actually happens here in the land if I manufacture a pseudo and a forced ecosystem? Something I have in my mind that comes from the mainland or a different country, forcing it upon this land and then cursing it when things didn't grow because they don't belong here. I would miss the magic that is being offered in this moment through its authenticity. It is magic and it is perfection. Mother Nature is her own perfection. She doesn't need us to create tailored spaces. Speaking of interference, I don't know if you can hear, there's one of the not so frequent helicopters, which really have no space here, but they're for the tourists that come and want to have a flyby over the volcano, and, well, all of this noise, what it is to me, I'm sure you'll hear it in a moment, for the pleasure of two people. I'm not really a fan. People come here for stillness, or they should, or you will. Because as we develop our plans here in birth, yes, thank you, Mr. Helicopter, you can go off now. And there it is, high in the sky above my house. As I'm 10 minutes from Hawaii National Park, they exist here, but the Happy Heart Sanctuary physical location, once established, will be down south. And there's no need for helicopters down there because there's no lava. But anyway, back to our journey here. Why do we humans always feel the need to change things that don't need changing, really? When I make shifts in this landscape before me, like add a few plants, it's after much contemplation, much connection, asking the land what it needs, what it could foster. I don't make changes to the land unless I receive that guidance. Any patch of land will offer you their wisdom. Any. It doesn't have to be acres and acres. It just requires your gift of presence and receptivity. Your willingness to journey into the sacred, into the space where you and everything around you are one. This whole notion of man, that I use purposely, that word here, having dominion, a mistranslated word in the Bible, that has given free rein for people to think they are above what is present before us. And what is written into our bylaws of the Church of our Divine Mother is that it's not so. We are all subjects on this beautiful planet, in this universe that is evolving and shifting, this vibrational world that we live in, of which we are no different. We are a vibration, we are energy, we are stardust. We are elements from the cosmos. All of us as these subjects here are interwoven together. We cannot exist on Mother Earth without Mother Earth, without water, without sun, without air to breathe. We cannot exist, not even for a fraction of a millisecond, but yet the Earth will go happily on, will it not? Perhaps even in a better place. Because she will not have humans pumping garbage into her. She will not have millions upon millions of specks of plastic. I started my own experiment, and I have this big container of plastic came of a thing that I ordered. So I took this container, which I refused to throw out, and every day, every little bit of plastic that I would throw out, I put in this container. And it is appalling. Even ourselves here who are conscious and attempt to not buy plastic, buying bulk, buying from farmers markets, there's so much plastic. And again, not going down that road here, because that's hours and hours of speaking, isn't it? But Mother Earth would happily journey on. But we cannot. Again, not even for a millisecond without these things. So don't you think, with just that simple fact there, that it's time that we start caring for her? And not just an afterthought, like, oh yeah, yeah, someday, or I'll get to that, or I'll try that. But no, this very moment, embodying that journey into the sacred. And that is where my garden took me today, as I realized that if I mowed this lawn, or rather, I don't have a lawnmower, just a little weed whacker, and took away all these little things, which some would say are weeds or unsightly. This ecosystem that was here way before I was here, way before humans were here, would be gone. So I encourage you to get to know your own ecosystem. Surely, even in the cityest of cities, you have some greenery, some space, some body of water, some woods, some forest trails. When I used to travel for a living, especially if I was feeling a bit blue, I would seek out the botanic gardens. I've yet to find some place that doesn't have a botanic garden, even if it's small as just one area. Seek out that which has been untampered, the wild spaces. Seek these spaces out, honestly, before it's too late, for our own salvation, our own ascension. It's not a thought, but a necessity in this new age to reconnect. It's like having a big power cord with us, plugging it in. In fact, that's one of my classic standard opening meditations, is to connect. Connect our energy cord to the crystal grid of the earth and feel that connection. And here at the Happy Heart Sanctuary, that is what we are birthing. Actually, that's not even the right word. I just feel like we're creating a container for what already exists, putting a human name to it, putting some marketing, some human things to that which already is. Because I know there's so many of you that are feeling lost, disillusioned, broken, fragmented. These are the words that are coming down this morning. Wouldn't you like to feel whole again? To feel peace, tranquility, serenity, to shed anxiety, to fill your cup with nothing from out there, but only with what is around us. Reconnecting to self. This is the journey home. Home to self. Home to Mother Earth. Home to your inner divinity. Knowing there is not a magical space out there, but that all is happening in this moment, in this time, in this space, in this universe before us. And that is feeling complete. I wish you happy journeying to rediscover nature. Your task, your homework this week is to put yourself out in nature, a wild space, an untamed space, and just sit. Sit and notice what is happening around you, what creatures come, what plants are around you, with no judgment, no words of weeds or useless or anything, just noticing and receiving. That is the first step on that road to return to the sacred, on the road to happy, to joy. It is all there before you. You just need to take one tiny step. I am Priestess Maya Ananda here at the Happy Heart Sanctuary on the Big Island of Hawaii. You have been listening to The Road to Happy. Aloha and many blessings for a magical day. Bye.